Welcome everybody to a new episode of MusicCast, the music podcast where we really don't talk about music, but why these songs are so amazing and great to us. For our listeners, remember to follow us in our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, which I know I don't pay much attention to Twitter, but don't worry, I'll be there. Some other social medias that I'm thinking in opening soon. Remember to also follow our Spotify playlist, MusicCast playlist, with all the songs in these episodes are going to be there so you can understand where we're coming from. And remember to follow another Spotify playlist, which is called Music Mornings, where you can enjoy all the songs that I use on my way to work every morning, which I post in Instagram stories. That's pretty much the introduction. So for this episode, I have a co-worker, friend, somebody that I knew a couple of months ago, but we are in a very tiny office and we had to get to know each other pretty fast, right? She's called, you want to go by your nickname or by your own?
Patty.
She's Patty. How are you, Patty?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling, enjoying a good drink as always for my episodes. Oh my God. So bad. Well, You pretty much know how this goes, so I'm going to start with my song, if you don't have a problem.
Okay.
All right. I decided to go back to the basics. I decided to went with one of the biggest things that I could do, which is go with the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
The song that I chose for you is called Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones from their album Beggar's Banquet, released in 1968. And if you notice, actually, the t-shirt that I have is from the Rolling Stones. Now, why did I choose this song? I believe this is one of the beginnings of rock. Well, rock already existed at this point, but it's the legends. When you talk about the beginning of rock and roll, you have the Beatles, you have the Rolling Stones, the Ramones, and this song in particular is one that, to give a little bit more technical information, I was doing some research and it turns out that according to the Rolling Stone magazine, of the top 500 songs of all time, this is number 32. So, and I think that's a pretty complicated list to go. And then I even went a little bit more, and according to the critics of all acclaimed music, it's the number 22. You know, this created something. This song, it's very deep. Because at this time, we were not used to having such complicated stories within a song. And it changed the perspective. And this time we're listening how the devil itself is telling us the story of humanity. But in such an upbeat way. You're like, what the hell are you going to show me?
Every song that you show me has to do with the devil.
No.
Yes, the song that you showed me at work yesterday.
Yeah, it was The Devil in I by Slipknot. But I didn't show it to you because of the devil. I showed it to you, what would you think if your child was watching that video, which is a very shocking video.
I'm like, of course it says The Devil.
But it's... Oh my God, people are going to think I'm satanic now. I'm not. I just feel sympathy for the devil.
Okay.
You know, so. And this song, well, you know, Mick Jagger and all this, they actually were banned from some places and they were accused to be satanic and praying the devil and all that. And they are never actually praying. And they say it's stupid that people think that just because we created something different doesn't really mean that we are satanic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, that's the song, we're gonna listen to it, but I want, and you already know that I'm always into the devil songs and heavy metal and all that, but what would you say is your favorite genre of music?
My favorite genre of music?
Yeah.
I'd have to say pop.
Okay.
Pop, yeah, that's the most music I hear. As you can see, my favorite artists, we're not gonna talk about them right now, but you know, my favorite artists, they're mostly pop. Ariana Grande, you know?
One Direction. Uh-huh. And you love One Direction, but I know you're in love with Harry Styles.
Yes.
Do you love them as much as together and separate? Do you want them to be together
again? I want them to be together. Yes,
why?
I do. Because, okay, it all started in 2012, right?
We're going back.
I was in a school bus going on a field trip to an ice skating rink, and my friend, she was a One Direction fan at the time. Okay. I only knew their first song, What Makes You Beautiful. I was like, One Direction, whatever, mm-hmm. you know? But she showed me a song called Over Again by One Direction, oh. and that started everything. Like, I heard the song, and I was like, play it again. And that ride, we heard it like 10 times, that song. And when I went home, I started listening to One Direction, and I looked up all their songs.
And you became a One Directioner fan.
I became a One Direction fan. I have a fan page of them. It's still on Instagram from like 2013.
Really?
Yes.
Did you went to a concert by any?
Yeah, time? I only went to one.
Oh, what a shame. But I imagine that you enjoy it.
I was in the back, but I did enjoy it.
But
I was like,
there.
Oh my God, Harry Styles is looking at me right now.
He's your favorite from One Direction.
He is my favorite, but I love all of them. I love all of them. He just has, you know, a special place in my heart.
You're being so political, like, in case one of the One Directions listen to this.
In case they come for me.
Like, I love you guys all
I
by the
same. I love all of you. I don't want you guys to feel bad.
Okay. Okay, so that leads me to another question. Mm-hmm. I already know your three top artists. One Direction, which we're going to take as a band.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And Anuel Doble A.
Yes.
Right. He's not pop.
He's, you know, Spanish. His music is mostly trap music.
Yeah.
It's a little different from both artists that I gave you.
Totally different.
Not a little different. A lot different, yes. No. But I don't know, Spanish. I just think a lot of music in Spanish sounds better. Especially Anuel's voice. His voice doesn't sound better as like a, you know, for example, Bad Bunny. The people compare them a lot.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny does a lot of reggaeton, like he has different varieties to his music, and Anuel focuses on pop. I feel like his voice sounds better with trap music. Anuel.
Wow, I never heard that analysis, but I like it. I like it. I feel I have an insight from a friend, and that makes the question. You had the opportunity to meet Anuel, right? You can go to all to his concerts. You're always going to get VIP passes. You can meet him, be friends with him, but you can never hear, play, know nothing about One Direction. Or the opposite. Who wins?
One Direction wins.
That was so quick.
Yeah. No, I love One Direction. Nothing will ever pass One Direction. I don't care.
Okay. So let's take it one step more. I want to create chaos between One Direction and you.
Okay.
You have the opportunity to be the best friend, even partner, with Harry Styles.
Okay.
But you can never listen to any of the other guys. Would you just keep Harry Styles for you and you enjoy Harry Styles, but One Direction never again? Or you just rather keep to your One Direction band?
I'd rather keep One Direction.
Holy crap!
I love them. Like, when they split up, I cried.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
March 2015, I cried when they broke up.
Oh my God, you have, like, in your calendar, like, every March? Do you?
I know.
That happened with me, too, and I told you about Daft Punk.
Yes.
Remember the band, when they broke up, I was so, oh my God, so sad.
Yes.
And they released a video of them separating, and I was watching the whole thing. There's no word. In like 20 minutes, and I'm just like, why? Why they did this?
But did you go to one of their concerts? Did you
Never
ever meet
had,
them?
No.
Okay.
Actually, and I remember they had a tour when they didn't tell people where they're going to show up. So you pretty much just got to know, like, in 2 days, Daft Punk is going to be there. And people were, you know, going crazy. Boom, boom, that's it. It was complicated to actually see Daft Punk. They didn't like to do concerts that much. So, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I think about stuff all the time because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, a lot of people, One Direction was big. They were
super big. They actually
yes.
made a video with the Prime Minister of England.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name at the time, but when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, these guys are getting huge.
No, One Direction, I mean, if you look it up, One Direction was, because they're not together anymore. But One Direction was the biggest boy band in
wow.
their time. But, okay, they have Okay, here I go. I'm a guess.
No, go ahead.
They have 5 albums.
Okay.
5 albums.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And they were together for 5 years.
So one album each year, basically.
A tour each year. They had a tour for all of the albums except the last album, because that's when they broke up. But they were overworked. And I didn't notice that until after they broke up, that they all started talking about it. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I would go back. You know, I'm doing better now. I mean, look at Harry. Like, he's doing really good. And
he's good.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, I would want them.
He's a sexy guy. I can tell that. I know that for sure.
I'm going to say yes, of course. Yeah,
but I can say that. And if there's a guy out there like, oh, no, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you for real, because, and a lot of people have said that, oh, Harry Styles, you know, he's gay. And it's like, okay, and so what if he's gay? Like, just say he's attractive and go on. Like,
if he's gay, so it means that I have more of a chance on you.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, so what if he's gay? Like, does that affect you?
No, I don't know. Well, maybe, because it gives me opportunity.
Yeah.
But, okay, and I think they were overworked because they are from Britain's Got Talent or The Boys, right?
The X Factor.
The X Factor.
Yes. They all auditioned individually, and then they were put together as a band.
Because the show decided, or it's like the goal of the show? I don't know.
If I remember correctly, it was Simon Cowell that put them together as a group.
I mean, he's a visionary. He's an asshole, but he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
The biggest boys, man. I don't know. I'm still an NSYNC fan because I'm a 90s kid. But I give One Direction their thing, you know? Which I gotta go, and that slurp got in the microphone completely like that. Oh my god.
Edit it out.
I don't think I can, but I'll try it.
Okay.
So, the next question that I want to say, and this is a spot on question. Only if you hear to the episodes, you know that I asked this. If you could live in a movie, what movie would be?
If I can live in a movie, what movie?
The world of a movie or a movie itself.
Ooh.
And you like horror movies, so it's...
No, I wouldn't live in a horror movie. I can say a show, yes?
Okay, a show works.
A show works, okay. Because if I were to live in a movie or a show, it would have to be something that has to do with magic.
Okay.
I just finished watching a show. It's an old show, like from 2012, but it's called Merlin.
I think I have seen it, but I haven't magic. Watched it. But
mm-hmm. And every time I watch a show or a movie that has to do with magic, I want to be there. Like, can you imagine us humans, you know, having powers?
What would be your power? What's your favorite power?
You know, I think, I don't know, invisibility maybe?
Invisibility?
You can get away with so much. You can do so much.
My favorite one is always teleportation.
That
I don't need a passport anymore.
That too. But you know, with invisibility, you can just get on planes. Go wherever you want to.
Yeah, but you gotta be standing up in the middle, like, avoiding people.
Yeah, true. Teleportation, that's a good one.
You see?
Yeah, I'd probably do that too.
And you can become, like, the greatest FedEx in the world. And you can make money off that. Like, I can deliver this to France in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to pay me $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, it's impossible that not... Bloop. That's
well,
it,
I've never thought about it like that.
You see?
Maybe that.
You see? I got one more into the teleportation group.
Yeah.
I had a question from production. And this is called, you know, Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
Okay, so Fuck, Marry, Kill, One Direction members.
Okay.
You have Harry,
okay.
Louis, and I think it's pronounced Zayn.
Zayn.
Zayn. Oh my god, I'm sorry, kill me. Did you look at that face? I'm like, how the fuck can you pronounce that?
Harry, Louis, and Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. I'd marry Harry.
Of course. Uh-huh. So who are you gonna kill?
I'd kill Louis. I love you, Louis.
But you're dead. And you fuck Zayn. Okay, I gotta look up
Zayn. Zayn is a really attractive guy. Look him up.
I'll look him up. Look, he's attractive. Okay, production is telling us that he's a hot guy. Let me ask this to production. Does production think that I would like this guy? Okay, production says yes.
Do you think he would like Louis Tomlinson too? Louis Tomlinson is also attractive.
Yeah, but I have a style. Even though I'm not gay and I don't like men, I still have a type. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go for like any man. I'm sorry, I have my standards.
No, but you're not a guy that's like, oh, I can't say he's attractive.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, fuck. That's who?
That's Zayn.
No, he's the beard. Yeah. The beard. It's a good beard.
Very cute.
I wonder what my family is going to say when they're saying,
when like, they hear this.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
And I'll be like, oop.
So that's what he's doing over there in Miami. No. Oh, my God. So I think we pretty much cover the interview part of it. So it's time to listen to my song if you don't have a problem.
Okay.
I chose this song because I think it's very deep and it created a bunch of different rock in the future.
Okay.
And you could even say, because I know by a fact that Harry Styles really likes Rolling Stones, and they were kind of an inspiration because they're not just a rock band, but they were a showman, and you know, one of the biggest stars that you could live up to is the Rolling Stones. So you could say this group and these songs helped to create what we're hearing today. Except trap. I don't think rock has to do anything, you know, to support the creation of trap. But for all our listeners, this is the time to get a good pair of headphones and listen to Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, and we'll be right back. So, I'm sorry. I can tell. I can tell, and you can tell, no problem. I do want to mention, this is actually the first song that I learned to sing in English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know it doesn't help with what I said before about the devil and stuff, but I mean, I had to look it up. I didn't understand the whole thing at the time, but I'm just in love.
Why didn't you pick an easier song?
I don't like to choose easy songs.
Oh, okay. You like a challenge.
Yes. For example, another song that I learned and I can sing completely is Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like 8 minutes long.
You like long songs?
I do. And actually, I think all the songs that I chose for the podcast is like 5 minutes and up.
They were like...
Yeah, one of them, I guess. Yeah, they were all like, kill me, please. I don't know why I chose all the time. So, but that's my song. I hope that you enjoy in some point where it's coming from. From me, you know, my craziness. Enough about me. Tell me what you got for me.
Okay, so I have a song called Two of Us by Louis Tomlinson.
One that you killed.
The one that I killed. Sorry. But he is from One Direction, yes. But I found out this song because his mother died in 2016.
Okay.
And I think 2 years after that, his sister died.
Oh, fuck.
From a drug overdose, I believe.
Okay.
And after that, recently, 2020, I think, or 2019, 2020, his grandma died.
Oh, poor guy. Like, he had been rough.
Back to back to back. Yeah. And he wrote this song about the death of, you know, his family members.
Of course.
And I just really like it because it's like, you know, we really take advantage of our parents when they're alive.
Yeah.
And then when they're gone, we're like, okay, what do I do without my mom, you know?
Right. And this is a single released in 2020, so it's pretty recent.
Yes.
And it makes me, now my song is kind of
lame.
Yeah. Lame and shallow.
No, it's not lame. It's just long.
How long is your song?
I think it's like 3 minutes.
Oh, crap. It's a regular song, yeah. But I mean, still shallow. Mine, I mean, it's a legendary song, but yours has the, well, such a...
It's a sad song. Yours was, you know, rock, the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guitar and the drums. Mm-hmm. I think the drums, they...
But you've shown me...
No problem.
You've shown me at work a lot of good rock songs that, like, I listen to, and I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of good, but I don't want to admit it. But I'm like...
I can tell.
But sometimes I'm at my desk, and I'm like, you know, my feet are like, okay, this sounds good.
I can tell because you're, like,
I'm like, when, not the scream part that's like, ah. But a lot of the songs that you listen to are good.
Thank you.
I'm going to admit it here, but don't tell anybody I said that.
Don't worry. It's going to be online forever. So that makes me happy. Okay. So, and this song, why it clicked so much with you? It makes you think about your family or?
It does make me think about my family because my family is really small. Okay. It's just my dad, mm-hmm. my grandma, and my sister.
Okay.
So, you know, my dad, he's getting old and that's the only person that's ever been there for mm-hmm. me, you know? And my grandma, like, she's 90 years old. Like, you know, my grandma is like my mother.
Okay.
Because
okay.
it's just my dad, my grandma, the mm-hmm. ones that raised me, and my sister, which is like here with me. But it's like, you know, the day that those two are gone and it's just me and my sister, it's like,
that's
what do I do?
Yeah, right. Wow. It's so old.
Yeah.
And I feel you because my family is actually small too. I mean, I'm not with them. I mean, my mom is in Venezuela, and I really miss her a lot of times, and I feel like I couldn't take enough, I was going to say I couldn't take enough advantage, and that sounds so horrible, but I...
Advantage of being with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now she has come here for like a month or so, every couple of years, but I wish I could show, and now you enjoy being the other side, the other part of the parent. So, wow, I think this song is going to hit me as well.
Because, I mean, what this song is like, okay, his family passed away and, you know, he yeah. didn't think that they were going to leave. So it's like yeah. everything he does now is for his family.
Right. Is he getting a family? He's already married or something, do you know? Or he's waiting for you, but you kill him.
He has a kid.
Okay.
I don't know if he's married or not, but I know he has a kid.
Okay. You hope he's not married so you have a chance.
I hope he is married because okay. I feel like, you know, he deserves a family.
Oh. Oh my God.
After everything he's been through, I think he deserves to be happy. No, it is complicated.
I mean, in 5 years. 5 years. Mother, grandma, and sister. And all females in the family. Like, strong personalities that anybody can look up to, right? Oh, wow. I don't know how to take this. I really... I mean, wow. And... okay, he's a single, but I can ask you from Louis. Do you know he's working in any other bands, projects, or?
I don't know.
You're just...
I just hear them when they come out. Like, I mean, like, for example, Harry. Mm-hmm. I know he's working on, like, movies and stuff, but I don't know when his next album is coming out. Yes. He has two movies coming out.
Really?
Where in one of them, I think... Please don't cancel me if this is wrong. But I think he's coming out as a gay cop
okay.
in one movie. And the other one, he comes out, it's like, I think it's a romance
okay.
movie. But yes, he is acting.
Look at that. So he's trying to go different kind of artists. And do you know from any other member if they're into that or you're more into her?
I don't think that anybody else is acting.
Okay.
But I know, like, Zayn just came out with an album not so long ago. He okay. just recently came out with an album. Everybody has their own albums. I know Niall went on tour, you know.
Niall.
Liam comes out with singles all the time.
I'm going to pretend I know everybody who you're talking yeah. about. I know Harry.
Yes.
But I had a problem, I do got to say. But I'm trying to get a little bit more upbeat because it was really dark. And I'm sorry because of, I don't know how to process all that. But I had a struggle with One Direction when it came out. I'll be honest, I hated it.
Why?
Because it was a boys band, and I believe that the boys band era was done. They shouldn't come anymore. And they went so big, and I had a friend who was a fanatic, but to the stream, probably like you were, but I didn't know you at the time. And I was like, that's old. Like, no, they have to get separate and all that. And then when they got separated, I really wasn't happy. I just didn't care. But then Harry came up with an album, and I was like, fuck no. And I heard one song, and I'm like, okay, that song is...
And now you're like, Harry is sexy. I like and Harry.
And I mean, fuck, he's a sexy guy, and he's been growing up as an artist. I mean, I don't know the others, so I'm throwing out there that he's the one who decided to go big, or he had the opportunity, or probably, I don't know.
Harry has always been the most popular in the band.
Okay.
And I think Zayn too. I mean, Zayn, you probably don't listen to a lot of his music, but he's Airbnb. He's R&B.
Airbnb.
I'm like, Airbnb.
That's his side job. When he's touring, he does Airbnb from his mansion.
My God. He's R&B. But okay. Yes, like his last album, it's like a slow, chill vibes. He's always been chill, okay. You know, his music.
Okay. Would you say that one of them is more talented than the other?
Throwing the hard questions.
I think they're all talented.
What a political answer.
Would you say that they're more talented in some points than the others? Because, for example, if Harry's going to acting, perhaps he can the transition and the others don't.
Okay, I think Zayn has a more vocal range than anyone else. Zayn can hit like whistle notes and stuff like that. He is a really good singer. Harry's a really good singer, but he can't hit whistle notes and stuff, but he does have, you know, a raspy, you know, nice voice.
Yeah.
They all have like a nice voice for their type of music. You know, Niall can't hit the notes that Zayn can hit, but he hit for his music is good.
So they're all good singers. I didn't know that. I really thought that there were like two or three that they just put in the group to make complete.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, One Direction and all the fans out there. Harry did a session with Radio 1 in BBC.
In London. I think that was
really cool. He made a couple of covers from different artists. He chose Fleetwood Mac. And with that's how he got me. He made a cover with Fleetwood Mac. And, okay, nah, he's a cool guy. He knows his music, he knows his stuff. And then he made one of Lizzo, I think it's called Lizzo. Mm-hmm. Which I think is nice, a cool song. I like more his version than the original one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just saying.
Sorry, Lizzo.
So, yeah, I mean. But they did sing it together
mm-hmm.
once. I think they did
a concert
show thing.
Uh-huh. Here in Miami. Actually, it was in Miami.
I didn't know it was in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami Beach.
Wow.
So
Harry was here and he didn't visit
you. I didn't go.
And you didn't go.
Poor Harry. I mean, I don't want to take it too far away. I think it's time that we listen to...
Yes.
Two of us, right?
Yes.
So for all our listeners, grab a good pair of headphones and listen to Two of Us by... I always forget the last name, I'm sorry.
Louis Tomlinson.
That he was from One Direction.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. Okay. Wow. It hit home. I can tell you that because it made me think about my father, which I lost him a couple of years ago. I mean, I can understand. It's a very sad song, but with kind of an upbeat rhythm, so you kind of, you know, it flows by.
Mm-hmm.
Although, in all fairness, I think my father would prefer if Sympathy for the Devil makes me think of him than this one, because he would say like, that's too cheesy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it made me think about my father. So it's a good song.
Yeah,
it's a good song. I most likely will hear it again in some
Aww.
Point. Yeah. It's a little cheesy, but I like it. It's a good song. Huh. Interesting.
Pedro, have you watched the Story of My Life music video by One Direction?
I want to say I did.
It's one where they're singing about like the story of their life. The mm-hmm. music video has pictures of their family and when
yes.
they were kids. Yes. So there's this one scene mm-hmm. that in this music video, mm-hmm. it shows Louis sitting on a couch. And
right.
it's just one scene where he's mm-hmm. sitting on the couch. And I think that's because in the Story of My Life music video, he was sitting in that same position on a couch. And in the Story of My Life music video, they have their family members next to them.
Right.
And at the time, Louis' family, you know, they hadn't mm-hmm. passed away yet. And they were all there with him. And then now the couch is empty.
Oh, shit. That's dark.
Yeah.
That's dark.
I think that's why that scene is there. I could be wrong, but it literally matches the music
video. I really hope that you're not wrong. Because, I mean, it's really dark, but it closes the circle. A very
yeah.
sad circle, but it
yeah.
closes it. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that song.
I have more.
Oh my god. Are
one day
all of them,
I'll show them to you.
All of them sad? Like, well, you have a sad playlist.
I have like 100 songs in that playlist.
Why do you like sad songs so much?
I don't know. At night, I like to listen to sad music.
Okay.
Like, Sometimes when I'm in my feelings, you know, okay. I like to listen to sad music, and I have a lot of songs about love, about mm-hmm. family, about, you know, yourself. You yeah. get me? Like, oh, will I make it? You know, right, your future.
Right. No, I mean, I do have a couple. I don't have a playlist, but
I have a playlist. I have a playlist for One Direction.
Okay.
I have a playlist for my sad music, my Spanish music. I have a playlist for every little like thing. I have a playlist for.
Are you a Spotify girl or more into Apple Music?
I have Apple Music.
Of course. It doesn't surprise me. You're from the Apple.
Yes.
I don't want to say teen. I want to say secta. How do you say that?
What?
Secta.
Secta.
Yeah. Like the group when they're all that fanatic. Ah, forget it. I will remember at some point.
Okay. No.
I mean, thank you. Really, thank you again. I think we're arriving at the final part of the podcast. This is the moment that you choose, if you want to tell our listeners and viewers where they can find you. Do you have any projects with you going on? I know you're studying.
I am studying, but you guys can find me on Instagram.
Alright.
My Instagram is p.toyrack, which is my last name.
Perfect.
And that's it.
All right. Wait.
Only on Instagram.
No problem. We're gonna put that in the description so people yeah. can find you yes. and take a look at Patty's life. Everybody, go look her up. Annoy her. Don't annoy her.
Annoy me. It's fine.
And you're also an insurance agent.
Yes.
Recently, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if you need any kind of insurance in Florida, you can still. Hit Patty DM. So, well, I think this is it. Everybody who's out there, remember to follow us in our social media and go to Spotify. Well, these two songs are going to be in MusicCat playlist and all the other songs from all of the episodes. Follow us for more. Make sure you can listen to this in Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere. Leave a review, whatever, follow, share, you know what to do. Please, let's make this grow. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll listen to you in some other time. Bye.